G'day punters, welcome back to the AFL Lions season 2014. Apologies for our absence last week, that was all on me. But fit and firing and ready to go to have a look at round 16. What do you got for a stinger?
Well, look, at the end of the day, we got a profit last week, so you can't be complaining too much. 5-2 across the board. Lessons from last week, don't bet the over when you think it's going to rain. there weren't many genuinely rain-affected games in 2012 and 2013. There's been a truckload of them this year, and it's such a strong skew to the under.
Yeah.
Yeah, it cost me a three-block weekend. Pain in the ass.
There you go.
Friday night, we're at the Adelaide Oval for the Crows hosting Hawthorn. Crows getting about a goal start, total points line low 180s.
Yeah, well, actually, Crows at home are a daunting proposition, I suppose, but I think Hawthorn's performance against the Roos on the weekend notwithstanding, the Hawks, are probably a three-goal better side than Adelaide anywhere in the country. Lake will miss four, love it or loathe it. Everyone's got their own opinion on that. But his form hasn't been that great, to be honest, since he's come back from injury, and he'll give someone else a chance to come in. Hawthorn have got plenty of options at both ends of the ground. Adelaide, not without their own injury concerns, with Dangerfield and Thompson both under clouds. And I think the Hawks, with Hill 95% chance to come back into the side, just probably a bit too strong. So happy to take the small minus.
Yeah, I couldn't find a bet here. I think you're right that Hawthorn are the superior side, but the way the Crows have gone in their recent home games, knocking off Collingwood, North and Gold Coast, just has me a little uncertain about kind of where to put them.
Yeah.
I think they might be a marginally better side than their ladder position indicates at the moment. No great trends either way. Slight trends to the over, but not enough for me to have a bet.
Fair enough.
Saturday afternoon, we're at the MCG for Melbourne hosting Geelong. The Demons getting about six goals. Total points line, high 150s.
It's not much in the way of points there. Look, Cats should win comfortably, but they're when big favourites, not a great bet, the Cats generally, which I'm sure you'll get a bit deeper into. And the D's have been solid, but against a genuine top four contender, it could go either way. You know, their capacity to actually stop scoring on their opposition has been evident all year, but you just probably not enough substance in their side at the moment to take the points against a genuine top four side. So pretty easy sit this one out. Sorry, boys.
Absolutely. Cats have only covered four of their last 18 as favourites of five goals or more. Flip side of that is they've beaten Melbourne nine straight, all by five goals or more.
Yeah.
D's in the last 3 weeks been pounded by North and again by Freo, and I'm wondering how much is left in that tank at the moment.
Yeah.
Pretty easy lay down for me.
Good stuff.
Speaking of easy lay downs, again Saturday afternoon we're at Blundstone Arena or Belrive Oval for your 1990s cricket fans for the Kangaroos hosting St Kilda. Roos are laying 10 goals, total points line low 180s. I'm not betting.
Not much more needs to be said. I've got a pretty hard and fast rule when it comes to the punt, and that's don't take 10 goal lines against sides that are as enigmatic as the Roos. And look, them coming off a great win against the Hawks, but the way they've been tracking, I wouldn't be surprised to see them lose this game.
Well, that's what I'm kind of cheering for. It'd be fun to see their record go lost to Brisbane, beat Hawthorn, lost to the Saints.
It would be.
Just be so North Melbourne to do that. You'd almost, if you found a sneaky $2 coin somewhere, go and have it on the Saints outright at about 50-1.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Maybe turn it into something useful. Saturday afternoon, the twilight game. We're at Kazali Stadium in North Queensland for the Western Bulldogs notionally hosting the Gold Coast. Dogs getting 9.5, total points line, mid-170s.
The notional host again. You know how much I love it, mate. Not enough points for me in this one. Suns, even though no Gary Ablett, they showed just what a quality side they are last week. Possible question mark over their capacity to back up, given that they did have to play the final 30 minutes with basically no bench. And they have also lost Trent McKenzie, who gives them a lot of drive out of defence, and possibly Charlie Dixon as well, so they're down a forward target. But I think probably just a bit too much class, and the young breed up there will be able to prove that they can do it without Gazza. At in Cairns, effectively a home game for them. The conditions will suit them a hell of a lot more than they will the Dogs, who have got a pretty ordinary track record on the road. So pretty happy to take anything under two goals.
Absolutely, and Dogs, essentially an interstate game for them. Covered 6 of their last 17 on the road, 4 of their last 13 on the road as underdogs. Gold Coast covered 8 of their last 10 in Queensland as favourites. They won the last two between these teams by 32 and 45 points. I think this line is at least missing a 1 in front of the 9. Very happy to be playing the minus.
Beautiful.
Saturday night, we're at the Gabba for Brisbane hosting the West Coast. Lions getting about 13.5. Total points line, mid-170s.
You probably have to consider the Eagles here, but that's probably the only real bet. They do have the firepower to put a number on. Brisbane again, bit up and down in terms of what they're going to bring. Their forward setup at the moment is just a bit of a shambles. They don't really have the capacity to put a number on the board. So Eagles minus is probably the only real play here. But that said, Eagles midfielders, but and no Tom Rockliffe either for Brisbane, which is a massive out for them. He averages about, well, his last 5 games, he's averaged over 35 touches and nearly 10 tackles a game. So very, very hard to replace that guy, but probably just enough doubt for me to sit this one out. Not a great track record betting either of those sides this year.
Yeah, I'm a bit the same. Couldn't have the Lions with such a small start. Though they did beat West Coast at the Gabba 2 years ago in a similar sort of game. Can't really be laying the couple of goals for the Eagles. Eagles have got a great record as an underside at 9, but the Lions don't, and mid-170s doesn't give you a lot of room.
Yeah.
Easy lay down for me. The other Saturday night game is at the SCG with the Swans hosting Carlton. Swans laying about 6 goals, total points line around the 180 mark.
Got out of jail with a Swans covering for me last week, so I think I'm 1 in 10,000 now when betting the Swans. Not going to push the envelope on that one. I'm just going to stay clear of this game.
Oh, I couldn't get excited about the line at all. If I was going to bet, I'd be taking the Blues at the plus. They've covered their last two as big dogs. Sydney, not a great record when laying so many points. The bet I am going to have here, though, is the under. Swans, good record to the under as home favourites. Really good record to the under in night games. Good trend to the under off a short break. Carlton, good trends to the under on the road and off a short break. 180 is actually quite a lot, given the last 3 between these sides. Biggest score has been 164. Malthouse seems to play a pretty tight, contested game against the Swans.
Yeah.
Can't see this blowing out, especially if Tippett's still not back. Happy to play the under.
Good call.
Sunday afternoon, we're at Etihad Stadium in the Docklands for Richmond hosting Port Adelaide. Now, this line about a month ago, if you'd said the Tigers were going to go up less than 2 goal underdogs, you've needed your head read, but sure enough, they're getting 11.5 total points line, low 180s.
I think this is a massive danger game for Port. Their
Absolutely.
Form in recent times hasn't been great. Vickery kicked 4 last week. Rewalt, we all know what he can do. So the Tigers have a capacity to actually stretch him a little bit with the power missing their two first choice key defenders in Carlisle and Trengrove. I'm a bit worried about the power this week, but the angel in my head says never bet on Richmond ever again. So again, just going to sit this one out, but would not at all be surprised to see the power drop their 4th in 5 weeks.
Absolutely. There's no way I'm betting a 5-10 side against a top 4 side getting less than 2 goals, but the Tigers did win at Amy Stadium last year by nearly 7 goals. Been a while since Port have actually beaten them, and the Tigers do have a good record at Etihad, so I can't lay the points either. Easy lay down. Sunday afternoon, we're at the MCG for Essendon hosting Collingwood. The Bombers getting about 2 goals start, total points line, high 160s.
I actually liked the Bombers initially at the plus here. Their form's been pretty good in recent times. They've just seemed to have a bit of desire back about the group, and their actual ability to run and carry and break the lines has been really evident in the way they've gone about their football. Collingwood, conversely, have been pretty ordinary the last few weeks. They really look to be a bit shambolic behind the ball. I never thought I would ever say this and slap me in the mouth, but they really missed Nick in their back six. It's diabolical.
Someone's got to point at people and not pick up a direct opponent.
It's an important part to play in modern football, the backline on-field coach. But they do have an inexperienced backline.
They do.
And they're really missing his direction and leadership down there, and they're just not able to stop goals. And we all know that they've got a cracking midfield with Beams and Pendlebury and Swan and these guys, but they're one-way footballers. They don't defend. If the likes of Zaharakis and Goddard and those guys can break even in the middle, I think the Bombers can pinch this one and send Poy out and send the Pies out of the eight, and I'm going to take the points.
That'd be delightful if that happened. Cop that, Collingwood. Really conflicted game for me. Recent form says Bombers at the plus. The head-to-head record says Collingwood at the minus. The trends at the line in the totals suggest going the under, but the head-to-heads all suggest the over. I'm just going to sit there and cheer the Bombers.
Yeah, good on ya.
Maybe that AFL Asada Bombers clusterfuck will resolve itself before the end of the season. We'll actually know whether we get to play finals or not.
No, you won't play finals.
We probably won't play finals whether we make the eight.
You're more worried about whether or not Bendigo is going to be in the AFL next year.
Yeah, that is a concern. Well, they're down at Tassie this week getting 10 goals against North, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Oh, I hope they win. Go Saints.
Go Saints.
Final game of the week. Twilight Eastern time, but it'll be a 2:40 start in Perth. Patterson Stadium, Subiaco for Fremantle hosting GWS. Dockers laying near enough 11 goals. Total points line, low 170s.
Again, probably just too many points to take on. Frio probably will win this one by Motza. GWS, I don't think that their road record just stacks up. Obviously got a lot of good, young, talented footballers. A lot of them are out of form. Cameron can't find it at the moment. There was even calls in the press that they should drop him this week. His form's been that bad. Frio are just bang on at the minute. They're not doing anything wrong. But that said, you know, if they're 8 goals up at half time, Ross Lyon, his track record is just to put Q in rack and not really push on. Even though the way it's shaping up so tight at the top of the ladder, percentage is going to be ultra important. But they've got a pretty solid percentage at the moment. So an 8 goal win does you just as much as a 12 goal win, so probably just a bit much distance in there, and obviously can't take GWS at any sort of plus on the road, so sit this one out. I think the unders may still be a play, but you know, again, Frio may just blow them out of the water, so enough doubt there for me to sit it out.
I think the Dockers will keep the Giants to a really low score, so I think it's really a question of how many you think Frio are going to kick, which decides whether you go minus or under.
Yeah.
And the Frio trends are both fantastic both ways. They got really good trends at the minuses, home favourites, big favourites, off a 7-day break, and they've got really good trends to the under as home favourites off a long break.
Yeah.
You think one of those two things has to lob. I can't see it being GWS plus and the over. I think at least one of the minus and the under gets up.
How many bets have we got this week?
We haven't got many. You've got 3 and I've got 2.
I'm going to play the under. Got to have something to do on a Sunday evening. Dry July, I've got nothing else to do. I might as well get angry and throw stuff around the house.
You know the Essendon game doesn't finish until 6.
Well, you want to bet there? Yeah, well, I'll probably be pissed off at the end of that game anyway, because Collingwood will win by 10 goals just to ruin my weekend. So.
Yeah. Ironically, if there was any side I'd be comfortable laying 11 goals with, it's the Dockers. They play to a standard, but it's a bit rich. No bet for me.
I've just stretched it out for nothing. You're not even going to get on.
No.
Mate.
What do you expect?
Yeah, you think too much about this stuff.
We've been doing this for 17 weeks. And 3 years prior to that in written form, I think we're way through this stuff in advance. Bets don't get added on the run.
Well, we talked about that on Monday night. I was considering the under then, so it's not on the run as much. No. I'm happy with it.
Alrighty, so just the two for me this week. Suns at the minus and the under in the Sydney Carlton game.
Hawks minus, Suns minus. Bombers plus and unders in the Freo GWS game.
All right, good luck and good punting, folks.
Queensland up.